you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and start a conversation with friends, family, the person you meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So Gallup did a poll. Heard of those guys before. Heard their name a handful of times throughout the years. I got some sort of reputation for doing polls. But they did a poll not too long ago looking at church attendance in the United States and how much it has dropped since 98 being their most targeted high point that they have. From 98 to 2000, religious affiliation for Americans, not one specific denomination, but across all denominations, was about 73%. And from 2018 to 2020, the church attendance of the Americans with a religious affiliation had dropped down to 50%, or 60%, excuse me. 60% church attendance, just kind of a slow downward trend over the past 20 years. A lot of questions on why that is and what's holding people back. And I have no direct answers. And I should even be upfront and say that it's been more than 15 years for me since I've been a regular church attendee. Granted, that was late teens when I decided to stop going, and after reading a handful of articles, that seems to be a rather typical trend for a lot of individuals across all religious faiths. Most simply put, through my limited knowledge, as I sit here on my soapbox, of the Amish, those really religious individuals who live with minimal electricity. They've always got the horse and buggies. Everybody's got church Sunday morning and you pray, and very religious. But yet, once they hit a specific age, the coming of age years, is it 18 or 21? I don't know, but they send the individual out into the world, let them experience what the rest of society is doing. And they let them come back, and it's a means to explore and understand what's going on with life, how society works, and whether or not you really would like to continue to be a part of this community. I'm sure there's family and social pressures that bring individuals back. But I'm sure at a certain point, those very religious individuals find that the devil is among us out here in this wild, wild world of technology and whatever else we got going on. Definitely isn't horse and buggy style. But I believe that church, regular church attendance, has its place in an individual's life. And granted, for the first almost two decades of my life, every Sunday morning, you get dressed up to the nines, brush your hair, button-up t-shirt, put your tie on, dress pants, dress shoes, don't play in the grass, get in the car, round up all the kids, everybody's all dressed up, go to church. You know, when you're a kid, it's all fidgety and whatnot. At least for me, my experience comes mostly from Catholic churches, Catholic ceremonies. Being a growing up Catholic, it was, being able to reflect back on it now at least, very old worldly in how everything was presented, how it was unfolded, how the songs were sung. Very unique. Maybe unique's not the correct word, seeing as Catholic is a rather dominant sect of Christianity. But as I grew up, I definitely experienced other church situations. There was a period of time where I was going to the Baptist church for a period of time. And that was different. That was very, I wouldn't say very strict, but very, pretty similar to the Catholics in the form of structure and importance. Definitely had to dress just as nice. The ceremony, however, felt different. It was definitely a little bit different. I did make one trip to, we'll call it a black church. seeing as my family happened to be at least the only white family I saw in that church for that day. I'm sure there were a handful of others, but I really don't want to call it stereotypical, but if I feel that's the best image that gets across for this sermon, the whole ceremony, you could see how involved everybody was. You had the choir up there dancing and singing, bouncing around. Everybody was communing with each other. It was a party. It was a celebration of their religion for that day. Very exciting. It was a trip across town, so it wasn't regularly feasible. When you're going on a weekly basis, you try and find a church at least somewhat close to you that fits your religious requirements. And then we see other churches. I've been to other churches where it starts off again as under the Catholic, very official, old-fashioned. And then they need to get with the times, and they upgrade. They bring in fancier music. They bring in guitars and drums and give some incentive to bring people there so it's not so dry and dull and drab. But I think that, again, going to church, having that forced schedule, that requirement to show up, and maybe you absorb some of it, maybe you absorb none of it, maybe you absorb all of it. But one thing that definitely stands out between all the different church experiences I've had is the means of which the pastor, the priest, the preacher, is their ability to read from the Bible, read from their scripture, and create a life lesson out of it, taking different sections from the book. Sometimes it's a short little bit of paragraph, sometimes it's a little bit longer. And they expound from anywhere from 15 minutes to a half hour, 45 minutes. Sometimes there's a lesson in there, and sometimes I was just a fidgety kid going, this guy's talking forever, can we get on with this? But again, it was that means of looking at writings from history and learning how to apply them to our present, an attempt to learn from history, but seen through the prism of religion. But going to church doesn't always have to be, again, specifically about the going there for the sermon, going there as a means to worship. I mean, when we get together, we work together, we all have our minds focused similarly. I believe that there's a higher organization. Is it too crude to call it something like a drum circle where everybody's in tune, all flowing in the same rhythm? When you go to church, you run into like-minded individuals that aren't necessarily within your immediate group of co-workers in the places you hang out. You have a means to connect with individuals, share some ideas with you. Doesn't mean you have to get along, but opens up the possibility of making new friends. And you go there for just simple spiritual guidance. When you have something that you need to get off your chest, at least under terms of Catholic, and I'm sure Catholics is a little bit more, it's all my fault, please forgive me. But your religious leader will be there to help guide you through difficult times in life, one-on-one. And then there's Sunday school for the kids, either pre or post religious ceremony. This is kind of where it gets funny for me. I feel I learned a lot more in Catholic Sunday school than I did in Baptist Sunday school. And that's not to beat up on Baptists. It's you do you. But I felt the Baptist Sunday school was a little bit more child-friendly, I guess is the polite, easiest way to put it. Whereas the Catholics kind of just hit you over the head with a book and said, there it is. Well, that's, again, my personal experience. But I also feel that church is a fantastic place for kids. Did I already go over this? When I grew up, again, I hated it. It was annoying. It's bright and sunny outside on Sunday. I don't want to be here. Better things to be doing. And before coronavirus hit, I'd been considering at least venturing out. Not that I was going to become a regular attendee of church. Maybe it was a means to find a spiritual centering or a guiding light, guiding point. Maybe it was to see if I was missing out on something. Maybe it was a means just to be able to say hello to new people and greet them under a similar banner. But I definitely consider that if I were to raise an individual, raise a child in this world, I think I would flip my schedule on its head to make sure that every week for the first 15 to 18 years, drag that kid into church, Sunday school, and let them find the lessons, let them absorb what they will, and then let them go out into the world, find the point where it's not going to force them. But I feel there is something deeper there, something that we can all learn on some level or another. It doesn't mean we all have to accept and consume it all, understand it, hook, line, and sinker. But then at one point in their own life, they can make that decision if church is something that should be a regular situation, hold that regular community, find ways to reach out to the community through a volunteer service, participate in goodwill towards other men and women, and find an indirect support group. Find a group of similarly minded individuals who can be there in trying times. Granted, we have things like Zoom and podcasts, phone calls to support, have a shoulder to lean on. But there's that face-to-face contact, that connection of one individual to another that can help pull people through some of the roughest times. We think about how AA regularly takes place at churches. Not always, but as a simple example, a building that houses a specific thought, specific meaning towards communing with one another. It doesn't mean that AA has to be religious individuals, but again, that connection, that focus to be able to communicate within the group, a collective focus, being able to team up and battle against that demon, whether it be alcohol or the greater societal woes that the Bible teaches us to fight against. Now, I'm not saying you have to go to church. I'm not saying that you have to subscribe to a podcast with sermons and lectures. I'm just saying that we all should take a step back and consider, get an idea, ponder, and question whether or not there is a deeper meaning to regular church attendance. Again, these are just thoughts, ideas, little sparks of a conversation to get that ball rolling in whichever direction you decide to push it. And if you decide to roll that ball up and throw it back at me, you make sure to call the name out, Billy Bones. That's me, BILLYBON, the number 3S. And you lob it back at me. There's Twitter, Gab, at Billy Bones. There's the Mastodon Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. And you let me know. You let me know if I struck a chord or I sung off key this entire set. But if you need to get in contact with me through a longer form of communication, there's a way to do that. You go to my website, billybones.com, spelt the same way again with the number 3 instead of an E. And there's a contact page with Discord and email. Send that. There's also on the website, if you're so intrigued, there's show notes for this episode and all the previous episodes, which you can also access from there. There's a link to SoundCloud. You can check out all the music. And this is a value for value podcast. If you found value, if you find that your time is worth anything from listening to this podcast, be it this episode or any of the previous ones, the first thing I ask that you do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else gets an idea, gets that spark going in their own mind, and lets them take them down the rabbit hole. But if you found your time listening to this is worth money, if you feel it's worth a couple dollars, fantastic. Again, you go to the website, billybones.com. You scroll all the way down. You click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. And you can chip in whatever you feel it's worth. But in the meantime, thanks for listening. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.